Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Speaking of trash.
Are we talking about the Lakers
the
now?
The Lakers are looking like a lot of trash right
they
now.
They suck.
Just real talk. A story today was written by Baxter Holmes, ESPN senior writer, appeared on ESPN.com today. It's called Lakers 2.0, the failed reboot of the NBA's crown jewel. And it is I don't even know how long it is, but it's long. And it is a detailed...
And the newspaper would be a double truck, you know, in the old days, right?
Yes, no question.
It'd probably be like that. That's what we used to call the really long stories that would take up, like when you open up the paper, two pages.
It was an investigative...
A double truck.
Yep, an investigative piece on what went wrong with the Lakers this year, and really under the Magic Johnson / Rob Pelinka regime. Few takeaways, Rob. Number one... Magic, who is no longer the president, of course, they painted him as an overbearing, bullying type of president. Threatened people. Just one quote is he was a fearmonger and all of that stuff. Secondly, Rob Pelinka, the GM, he was painted as a serial liar. And there is one story that is just unbelievable. We'll get to that. We actually have audio of that in a few minutes. But he's painted as a guy you just cannot trust.
When you hear that audio, Chris, and we will hear it, I mean, how do you go on?
Well, they're going to try.
How do you go on?
They're going to try. And then Jeannie Buss is painted as an owner who just doesn't have control and is manipulated by her good friend Linda Rambis, who people have referred to as the shadow owner. That's what they say in the
Whatever
story.
Whatever that means.
And then Rich Paul, LeBron's agent, who also has Ben Simmons, Anthony Davis.
They called him a what?
Powerful,
culture?
Called him a culture killer. Said his presence around the team deflated players and coaches. Because one, this is according to an agent who is obviously a competitor of his, but says that the coach knows you wanted him out and the players know you wanted to trade him. And he was
riding on
the plane.
Right.
He rode on the team plane. The Lakers said one time. The story said other people had said multiple times. So those are the main kind of takeaways from the article. But overall, it just paints a picture of major dysfunction with the Lakers. And what we want to get into, Rob,
I want to use one other word. Embarrassment. I thought it was a total embarrassment of the Lakers organization when you read it and you just realize that how can this storied franchise be in this shape and the stuff that's going on. And also, all the anonymous quotes. They got so many leaks there and so many things. Seriously, that's a bad organization. When you got everybody throwing arrows... That's bad.
Yeah, no question. So, the thing I want to get to is how is this going to impact the Lakers going forward as far as attracting free agents? We know this is a huge summer for them. They want to try to trade for Anthony Davis or Bradley Beal. They want to try to sign a big-time free agent, a Kevin Durant, a Kawhi Leonard, a Kyrie Irving, a Klay Thompson, a Kemba Walker, a Jimmy Butler. And I say after this story, this hurts them in their free agency. Now, I don't think they were getting the top guys anyway.
No, I don't think most people agree with you. That's really, it's about if you're able to get a second-tier guy, but the big Ks or the big guys that everybody's talking about, Kawhi, KD, or Kyrie, most people don't believe they're going to get one of those guys.
Yeah, and the thing that other players, here's what's going to happen in free agency. Agents make presentations to their players as well. agents show their players what each team has to offer. What are the pros and the cons of each situation? And this, with the Lakers, one of the things they're going to say, because remember, agents competed with Rob Pelinka when he was an agent, and he was a big-time agent.
Kobe Bryant, right.
Kevin Durant, James Harden.
You can stop there. You don't need anybody.
No, but that just underscores it.
Right.
Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, James Harden. Those three of the top players in the game you had. And so he was competing with these agents. He lost Kevin Durant. He got Kevin Durant from another agent. Like, this is a cutthroat business. And so other agents already were down on Rob Pelinka.
Right.
But now they have evidence because, according to the article, and it's just, we have the audio.
I remember just a really quick story. There was one time when Kobe, who I worked with for 18 years, was going back to play in Madison Square Garden, and he had just seen The Dark Knight. Obviously, you guys saw that movie. And he's like, hey, hook me up with dinner with Heath Ledger, because he got so locked into that role. I want to know how he mentally went there. And so he had dinner with Heath, and he talked about how he locks in for a role, and Kobe used some of that in his game against the Knicks in terms of mental preparation.
Now,
hello?
For the backstory.
Is this on? Hello?
In case you didn't know, because some people may not have known, the Dark Knight movie that Heath Ledger starred in came out 6 months after Heath Ledger died.
So there's no way in hell that Kobe could have had a dinner with Heath Ledger. Because the movie came, he was already dead. He died already. So why tell a story like that?
So you say, well, look.
That to me, that renders him where I wouldn't be able to have you a part of my organization. I'm serious. To make up a story like that, and I can hear it for myself, I would say to you, can you explain yourself? Tell me about the dinner you had with Heath Ledger, who died before the movie was released. Can you tell me about that? And if he couldn't give me an answer, he's done.
He can't give you an answer.
He's fired.
The only answer you can give is, I lied. I made it up.
What was the, there was a baseball manager who did the same thing, Chris. He talked
Bobby,
to
Bobby. Well, not Bobby.
No,
Bobby used to
He played for, I mean, he managed the Blue Jays. Talked about being in Vietnam or in war. And this is what he talked about with the players. You know, and hey, moments and trying to never win. That was never in the military.
Well, look,
you can't lie about that.
We've seen
he got
that,
fired.
We've seen that happen with journalists.
You can't do it.
Making up stories.
Right.
Making up columns. Brian Williams, you know, making up stories. So that's a
your integrity.
The thing is, that is, if you're an agent, if your agent is pointing that out, he's saying, look, you're not going to be able to trust them. You're not going to be able to trust the word they say.
All I have to do is play the audio. You want to hear this? That's all. If I was going against the lake, play this. This is who you're dealing with. A guy who made up a story about a dead man. Hello? It's crazy, Chris.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
And look, I've talked to a lot of people around the league about Rob Pelinka, because obviously there are all these stories coming out about how people aren't answering his phone calls and nobody trusts him. I have talked to a few guys that like Rob, like have no problem with him, executives. But more than that, guys have not liked him. And the one thing, even some of the guys that liked him said he does lie a lot. His view is, his image is that of a guy that lies all the time, and you can't trust him. And even to the point of lying about things that aren't even advantageous. Like, why would you lie about that? This was kind of a situation. Like, why'd you make that up?
Can I give you this? I just want to get this. It was Tim Johnson, who was the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, and he got fired. He pretended to be a Vietnam vet. And used to tell stories about being in Nam and all that. And of course,
never
went to Vietnam. That's credibility. You can't do that. Rob Pelinka, how are you making up a story of having dinner with somebody who was already dead?
Well, Kobe having dinner with him.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's an embarrassment. It's a mess. And the interesting thing, Rob, 3 months ago, everybody was jumping on LeBron James. Oh, you know, you tried to get Anthony Davis. You talked about Anthony Davis publicly. You weren't sitting next to your teammates on the bench. LeBron James is the least of their worries.
He still
LeBron
was a problem
James,
this past
yeah,
year.
Yeah, but LeBron James
I don't
is
want to
the
give
bright.
Him a pass.
No, I'm giving I'm the pass or
we'll,
not.
We'll disagree
LeBron
on this.
James
I'm not doing that.
Is the one thing the Lakers have going for them.
No, I don't believe that.
How
I totally disagree with that. Because there are players who don't want to play with LeBron.
Who
don't want to be here. I mean, Chris, I don't have an exact quote, but you hear from their camps. You've heard Kawhi Leonard's not interested. He's interested in the Clippers.
I haven't heard that. I've talked to Kawhi Leonard's camp.
They said he was going to come to the Lakers? No,
they didn't say he was coming to the Lakers.
KD's
they didn't say
coming?
He's against playing with the Lakers.
All I'm saying
no, you
is
you made a statement. I'm telling you, I've talked to people close to Kawhi who said he wants to be in L.A., whether it's the Clippers, whether it's the Lakers. They've told me he's not looking at trying to start no super team, but he wants to be in L.A. I haven't heard he doesn't want to play with
and
LeBron.
And I'll tell you this, the way that his teammates reacted after LeBron publicly courted AD and even said publicly, you're on a team. Oh, I would love to play with him. Dude, after all the stuff that was out, it was bad. It was a bad look.
I'm not
all
saying, blameless.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying he was blameless.
I understand the dysfunction with everybody
else. You
going
to sit here and tell me he's not a bright spot?
I don't know at this point. I'm going to say that.
As long
I don't
as
know,
you
I don't,
still have him, you have a shot to have a good season.
I don't agree that LeBron, where he is as an aging superstar.
Where he is, 27-8-8?
Whatever. They don't have the same impact. He, as an aging star,
27-8-8
I'm not saying
impact.
Look next to that garbage, the rest of the garbage of the franchise. You might say LeBron smells good and looks
the
good.
The one bright spot.
All right, but I'm not sitting here saying LeBron James is going to the stuff that he did didn't matter last year. It did. It did hurt the organization as well.
Well,
that's
and
all.
It helped it too, because if he had stayed healthy, they were in the fourth seed, two games out of first.
I'm not buying that. You could say
that's
that all you want.
You don't
want.
Have to buy it. It's
I'm
a
not
fact.
Buying it. I'm
buy
not buying
what?
It. They were two games out of nine. Stop that.
And they were two games out of one.
I'm just stopping all that. That was back in December. When he came back, Chris, he sucked. And the team sucked.
27-8-8.
He played. They couldn't beat any good teams.
You just said he sucked.
He sucked because they couldn't win games.
How in the world can a player
stop with giving them a pass? I don't care. They lost to Memphis. They lost to the Suns. They lost to Atlanta. They were bad. The reason they didn't make the playoffs is because LeBron James couldn't get them to win the games he needed to win when he came back. I don't want to hear that he was in fourth place.
Why not? It's a fact.
No, I don't.
Fact. You want to sit here and
I don't want to hear that. A fact is that they lost.
Change is true.
They lost the games when they needed to win them, and you know it. That's why they didn't make the playoffs.
They didn't make the playoffs.
They had every chance to make it when he came back.
He gave
even
you
27-8-8. I'm not buying. I'm tired of the excuse for LeBron.
You tired of the fact.
No, I'm not, and you know it. Go
I
look at their
nothing.
Record.
All I know is you changed your
data.
Picks. You
missed
the flip-flop.
They couldn't even beat Memphis.
Because you said he was going to make the playoffs.
Phoenix Suns.
You changed it, and now you
LeBron
act like you didn't
played
breathe.
In Minnesota
right.
without Oladipo, and they got smashed by 40 points.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The big news, of course, is all about the NBA Finals. Golden State Warriors against the Toronto Raptors beginning Thursday night. And the odds for the finals MVP are out. And Steph Curry is the favorite to win. He's -125, -125 favorite. Kawhi second, 3-1. Draymond, 8-1. Kevin Durant, I don't think Durant's going to play in the series, but who knows. He is 12-1.
I don't think he's playing either.
Right. Then Klay, then Kyle Lowry, both 14-1. What would it do? I want to ask you, because I'm going to bring the facts in a few minutes, but I know you want to get on your soapbox and yell and scream. It's been an hour now since you last yelled and screamed. So I know you want to yell and scream.
It's called sports debate.
So.
That's what it's called. This is a radio show. This thing in front of your mouth.
Oh, I know what's in front of my mouth. I always know what's in front of my mouth.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know.
What?
I'm just saying. You worded that weirdly. Yeah, see, don't be looking at that.
That's a drop. You got to use that.
Anyway, Steph Curry is the favorite to be the Finals MVP, as I said. What would it mean for his legacy if he is the Finals MVP?
It would help immensely. Despite all that's happened, back-to-back MVPs, if he finally were able to, what I would say, beat this team, nobody's down or out or injured, and win this Finals without KD, and KD doesn't play, and he's the MVP, I think it would be like a crowning touch for him. It would be one where it would be hard for some of the people who still question
like
him.
You.
Well, I'm one of those guys. I am. I don't make any bones about it. But I also believe, I think it is a legacy-making moment. Because I also believe if he loses, and he loses to Kawhi and the Raptors, and he doesn't win, people will look back and look at him a little bit differently. And just not that he's a bum or he's no good, but you would say
he's a all-time great Hall of Famer regardless.
That's not the issue.
That's not for debate.
Right, that's not the issue. It's just how
can you say
would,
it.
How, no, I can't say it.
He's not an all-time great.
I didn't say that.
Is he an all-time great?
That wouldn't change anything
okay,
from
so
there.
He is an all-time great.
That wouldn't change anything from there. But if he loses, you would say, wait a minute, the last time we saw him, choked down a 3-1 lead.
Now no, last time we saw him, he was averaging 26, 7,
I'm talking about without KD.
And winning the Finals.
Without KD.
Well, we don't look at Magic's finals without Kareem.
No, I'm talking about for a lot of
Magic
people.
Magic never won without Kareem.
I'm talking about for, maybe not you, Chris. Everybody doesn't think the way you do.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to explain to you.
That's
you're not
I'm
correcting
doing.
Me. I'm
That's
trying
I'm
to
doing.
Explain.
Facts.
That's how? But it ain't facts.
It ain't?
No,
you said the
it
last
ain't facts.
You said the last time we saw him.
Without KD.
In 2016.
Without KD.
That was 3 years ago.
Without KD.
Let me get loud.
Without
get
loud.
That was 3 years ago. Was that the last time we saw him?
The last time we saw him without KD, they were choking down a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. The first time in the history of the NBA Finals that a team choked it down. That's what he's the author of.
You mean
he wrote the book, Steph Curry.
You mean 3 weeks after Kevin Durant choked down a 3-1 lead to Steph Curry?
It never happened in the Finals. Never. Never happened in the Finals, Steph Curry.
I'd rather it happen in the Finals. Finals that happened in the Western Conference Finals. Because at least I got to the Finals. At least I won a conference ring.
It ain't about that.
It is about that.
It had never happened before in the history
of the
league.
A lot of stuff had never happened
before.
Well,
all I'm telling you is
a guy had never been unanimous MVP before. How about that?
But very nice.
How you like them apples?
Old news. I'm talking about the most recent stuff. So if he doesn't win.
More. Alex was on the ones and twos.
So if he doesn't win this, I think it will impact the way people look at him. Would it take him away from people thinking of him as a great player, one of the great players in the NBA? No.
Of all time.
But they would not look at him the same way. It's a big moment for him. That's all.
Let me ask you this, though. Because you obviously have made your feelings known about you think he's a little – I guess you think he's a little overrated?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
If he does win this series – and the Finals MVP, how will it change your rankings? Feel, you know, where will you put him? How will you view him? You know what I'm saying?
I'd have to see how it played out. I mean, if he plays a big role and he's the MVP.
If he's the MVP and they win, I mean, obviously,
yeah,
he's the MVP.
I just told you, it would obviously help to cement the way some people have, not just me, other people have thought the same way about him. He's not one of these guys that everybody's on board with. A lot of people respect his ability, but there are others. Charles Barkley, there's been other NBA players.
Charles Barkley came out and apologized.
Yeah, but he was there, though. Am
but
I right?
Not anymore.
Well, but he was there, and that's my point, is that other guys have come around. But people were there. Why was Charles Barkley? He was a 2-time MVP.
I don't know
why was
where Charles
even there.
Barkley was at.
Why was
he
even
just said
there?
He wasn't a top 5 player.
Okay. All right.
And it's that's all high, high grass.
All there. I'm saying is that there are other people like myself who, if we see him excel in this moment and win a championship without KD, I think I have to reevaluate.
Let me tell y'all a little bit of something about Steph Curry. Because there's this narrative out there that he doesn't deliver in the NBA Finals. His average in his 4 NBA Finals 25 points a game, 6 assists, and 6 rebounds a game on 40% shooting from 3. 40%. Michael Jordan in his last 3 finals shot 43% overall. Not from 3, overall. The great Michael Jordan, the GOAT.
It's not about meaningless
stats. I'll let you go on your rant.
It's not about
let
that.
Let me talk.
It's bigger than that.
I'll let you go on your rant.
Go
let
ahead.
Me talk.
But to put up like...
Let me talk.
Go ahead.
Gosh. All right. Steph Curry's final scoring average is higher than the final scoring average of Kobe Bryant, of Larry Bird, of Dwayne Wade, of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And we're sitting here acting like this dude does not show up for the finals. It is a travesty. Now, I agree with you, Rob, that he needs to deliver, that this could be a game changer for all those naysayers out there. And if he is unable to lead them to the championship without Kevin Durant, then it will be diminish him to some degree. But my contention is that he is underrated right now. And this narrative that he doesn't get it done on the big stage is just ludicrous. How in the world do you average 25 points a game in the finals and you don't show up? And you got 3 championships.
Because there's this impact that also counts just pure numbers.
He's won 3 rings.
No, but he's never won. He's never – Chris, you're asking a question. I just don't even – you're asking a question – on why people don't take him seriously.
No, I ain't talking about people.
No,
I'm asking you.
I'm not. I told you that you could talk about all the numbers. He's never won a finals MVP. People do look at that. When you're talking about the all-time greats,
he's not an all-time great?
You nitpick.
Is he an all-time great?
I'm just telling you what the reason that you're flabbergasted about why people don't look at him the way that you look at him is because you poo-poo finals MVP and other people look at him and say, you do. You said they don't matter to you.
No, I didn't. They're not as important as you
think they are. You don't even know. I don't know.
I don't even know what.
You can look at Steph Curry's. I don't know. Maybe some of his points come after the fact.
Or they're not impactful.
They're not impactful. Just filling a stat sheet.
How can 30 points
I'm just
not
saying,
be impactful?
I don't know.
Really? When you win.
Maybe they were up by 20 and he poured it on.
No, they weren't.
I don't know. He might have been.
You're going to fairy tales.
No,
now.
I'm just giving you. So
you saw the finals. They weren't up by 20.
But
and if they were, it was because of him.
And then, but my only problem is
he should have won it in 2015.
No, he shouldn't have won it.
He should have. Andre Iguodala won it for holding LeBron James to 40 points in Game 5.
It wasn't about
and
just
32 in Game 6.
But it wasn't about that. He held him to 39% shooting
40?
From the field. He's talking about points.
He didn't do it.
Everybody's
LeBron
looking at
was shooting.
Shooting
that before.
He shot 39% from the field, Chris.
In all the games,
he's
not
tell,
just when Iguodala guarded.
You're
going to
tell everybody, all the other writers, they're wrong and
I
you're
am.
Right.
I am.
You're wrong. The writers are the guys who picked the MVP. And on this one, they watched the same damn finals you watched. And they thought that he wasn't the finals MVP.
And they were wrong.
I hate to break it to you.
And they were wrong. Just like you say some of the Hall of Fame voters are wrong.
I disagree with them, but they have their right to their vote.
Nobody said they don't have a right. When have I ever come on here and said somebody don't have a right? Don't put those words in my mouth.
All I'm saying to you is he didn't win it. You can sit here till the cows come home. He did not win a finals MVP. That's why people look at Steph despite the numbers and the film stat sheet.
I don't even know what people you talking about. Because Allen Iverson says he's got ahead of Magic Johnson.
All right, that's good. There's a lot of people
out
there.
So who you talking about?
I don't know.
People. They.
All right.
Give me some names. I'm giving you names,
brother. You want me to open up a phone book?
Other than you.
I mean, what do you want me to do?
Nah, I want you to give me some names.
Because
Charles Barkley came on and retracted his statement.
But he had to be there first to be retracted. Ain't nothing changed.
He's
he hasn't won a championship since.
He didn't have
Come
to
on,
for Charles
Chris.
To retract.
Come on. I'm
That's
not
all
biased.
I'm saying. So I agree with you, though, that it's big for him. He needs to win this Finals MVP.
It shouldn't matter, according to you. What does it matter?
It won't knock him off a perch as an all-time great.
So what? So if
he's got three rings, how many does he need?
I'm asking you, if they win the championship and somebody else wins the Draymond Green wins the NBA Finals MVP. Would that look strange to you? Would that wouldn't bother you? He won a championship, so who cares? Is that how you?
If he plays well, if he averages 25-6-6, which he does in the finals, then it won't. I mean, if he's not Finals MVP, if Draymond just plays better, then I'm not going to knock Steph Curry if he plays well. Now, if he goes out there and stinks up the joint, averages 12 points, shoots 27% from the field, then yeah, that'll be a difference maker. But that's my point. He has played well in the finals. I agree. Durant should have been the MVP the last 2 years. So I'm not taking anything away from KD. I'm not trying to overstate Steph. I'm just saying you can be a guy that doesn't win the Finals MVP and still play well. That's all I'm saying.
But when people are looking at the all-time greats, they look at that stuff. That's all I'm saying to you.
Because
when you start to look and start to go, okay, Steph was good. He did all this, blah, blah, blah. Wait a minute. He won three championships and the 1 year when KD wasn't there, they didn't win the championship. People will look at that.
No, the 2 years he was there, wasn't there. The 2 years he wasn't there.
What?
And they won one. They won one and lost one.
Right.
Don't throw that out.
I'm going since KD's been there.
Yeah, but you said the.
I'm not
you
throwing
saying
it out.
After.
Since.
Okay.
Since.
Okay. All right. No, I'm what you said if they lost. Never mind. Anyway, we'll see. He has to. This is big. This is a big moment. That's
it's
a big
legacy
story
making.
Line.
I think it is.
But you also have enough. I mean, Kobe's got one MVP, Steph's got two.
That's been the knock on even Kobe. People said. Steve Nash won two, and Kobe. How did Kobe only win one? I'm just saying.
Well, there's context,
and that's why
what's important. Context,
and that's why Kobe, for a long time, despite having more championships than LeBron, was never in the conversation when the GOAT came up. Kobe fans put him there,
not just because of MVPs.
No, but I'm just saying.
That's
that's part of it. He didn't have all those other decorations that other people have. That's all, and I think that's why Kobe was left out for the most part of that conversation.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Let's get to the NBA. But another factor, Commissioner Adam Silver talked about on the Today Show, Rob, recently. He said LeBron James being one of the biggest stars in the world. I'm going to paraphrase this. He said that because LeBron is such a big star, the fact that LeBron went west from Cleveland to the Lakers impacted ratings this year. The ratings dropped a little bit because LeBron was in the West. And, of course, for those of you on the East Coast, you know those West Coast games are starting at 10:30 Eastern. And if you have work in the morning, I mean, it's hard to stay up till 1 a.m. to watch a basketball game if you have to work early in the morning. So the ratings suffered. So because of that, Adam Silver is now considering starting West Coast games at 6 p.m. Right now, they either start at 7 p.m. or 7:30 p.m. He wants to start them at 6. That's obviously 9 Eastern. So that begs the question, Rob, because this is obviously, of all the years of great free agent stories, 2010 when LeBron went to Miami, 2014 when he went back to Cleveland, 2016 when Kevin Durant went to Golden State. I mean, and we could go on and on. There have been some great free agent summers. I don't know if we've had one like what's coming up. We got Kawhi Leonard, who's arguably the best player in the world. We got Kevin Durant, who's arguably the best player in the world. We got Kyrie Irving and Klay Thompson, two other all-NBA players. Jimmy Butler and Kemba Walker. Kemba was a third-team all-NBA player. So these guys are all free agents. And the question I'm asking is, does the NBA need some of these guys to go or stay in the East? Like, what if Kevin Durant goes to the Clippers? What if Kyrie goes to the Lakers, for argument's sake? Kawhi goes to the Clippers. Like, what if some – or KD just stays in Golden State and Kawhi joins the Clippers? And is that a big problem for this league, do you think?
I don't think that the league can do anything about it.
No, they shouldn't try to do anything, but I'm just saying, is it a problem?
I mean, people will adjust. If they really want to see it, they'll stay up, or they'll just watch it on – they'll record it or whatever. That's the only thing you could want. I'm just saying if you really want to see it. But the idea that he's talking about making the game start at 6 o'clock on the West Coast, I think is disrespectful to fans, to ticket-paying customers.
So not so much TV audiences.
Right, but how dare you, the people who actually have to pay ticket money to go to a game when they have to go to work? Do you know what I mean? I mean, seriously, when they have to get
they're
off of work.
They're getting out of work at 5:30, maybe 6.
And they can't get there. And they're paying a lot of money
especially
to go
LA
to games.
Traffic.
I'm just saying, Chris, I get you want to pacify the TV people because TV pays so much money, but to disrespect the fans, we've seen this already. Hello, Adam Silver, you want to go look and see what the NFL did when they did it to Monday Night Football? And they started at 8 p.m.
Yep,
Eastern, which was
5
o'clock.
Pacific, yep.
Pacific. And, Chris, what happened? They had to go back and change it back because they realized it's so unfair to people who live out west.
Yep.
We live out west now. The game can't be – we would never be able to go to a game.
No.
I get it.
I wouldn't mind it. Look, for TV, it's fine. But you're right.
The paying customers.
The season ticket holders in this traffic, if I'm getting off at 5 o'clock, or God forbid, later, that's a problem. It's an interest. Look, here's the deal, though, Rob. You know this. The bulk of the money is from the TV deals.
No, I get it.
And the TV advertisers are saying, hey, we paid this much money, and the ratings are down.
All I'm saying is I get all of that, and it's business, but if you do that to the people who buy tickets, I just think you always don't lose sight of it with the television. I know television is big, Chris. Attendance and people who actually go to the game is big, too.
What do you think about
6:30? And you cannot push those people away. I don't know. I mean, I guess they could try to figure something out. 6 o'clock, I could say without question, it's out of the – that should not even be considered. That's way too early. Everybody doesn't even get out, Chris, at 5 o'clock. And we live in L.A., and the traffic, you would not be able to get to the Staples Center. You just wouldn't. I'd have to give up my tickets because I wouldn't be able to get there.
Right. That's tough.
That's real tough.
I'm with you. I mean, it's a quandary. You're right. Like, you have to – obviously, the players can go wherever they want. But if you do have – if KD stays in the West, if Kawhi comes to the West –
you got a problem.
You got a problem. Because you think that West-East has been lopsided in these previous 15 years or 10 years?
No, it'll be even worse.
At least you had LeBron in the East.
Even though it was only him, right, that really mattered in the East, but I know what you're saying.
But you know what I mean? Like, I mean, at least you had the best player in the league in the East. Now Giannis could eventually become that, but he obviously isn't ready yet.
I was going to say, after that performance, no. I'm not so sure that he's there yet. I agree with you. He still has a long way to go.
Yeah, this was good for him. And then you got Philadelphia. But you need these guys – and I think they will. Look, I actually believe, Rob, I hate to say it this way, and I don't think anybody's thought of it this way, or most people haven't. I think Kevin Durant's played his last game as a Clipper. As a Warrior.
Was that a 40 and slip?
No, I don't know what that was. But
well, I don't expect him to come back for the finals either. That's just my gut.
I don't know. He's leaving?
Unless, yeah, I do think he's moving on, but I don't expect him to play. It's just a gut feeling. If he goes out there for game two, I'll be the first one to say, totally wrong, didn't know what was going on. I'm not a doctor. I haven't examined
him. Right,
but
it's just my
gut.
Yep.
When a guy's out and they immediately ruled him out, and then, you know, you start hearing stuff saying it's worse than it really
think
first
about
appeared
it.
And
he,
all
he
that.
He hasn't done basketball-related activities yet. And game one is in 2 days.
Right.
And then, you know, once you come back, you're going to have to work out a while. And some of the players, Matt Barnes, I heard him saying on the Herd, he had this injury. And it's an injury where you don't know if you're ready until you really are able to go full bore in a game. So you want to, this is an injury where you want to be extra cautious. You know, so
I agree. You can't run him out there and potentially hurt him even more. This is a guy in his free agent year. If I'm not good, I'm not playing. I know it's the finals. I'm not going out there to hurt myself. And we've seen other guys do it. And then we saw Isaiah Thomas do that with Boston,
right,
who wasn't.
Doctors told him
he
could play.
Yep. And he wasn't 100%. And he wanted to play for the team, and then when the time came, the team didn't take care of him. So if you don't have a deal in your pocket, don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it no matter what. I'm sorry.
We've talked about before, if the Warriors win it without Kevin Durant, you know, he still was great in those two championships. And he still, to be honest, he gets his ring. He'll have three rings. But the feeling, I think both of you and I agree, he has to leave. If that's the case,
I think he's leaving anyway. But I know what you mean.
Well, if they lose, he could actually stay.
Really?
If they lose without him,
Let me qualify it.
If his only reason for leaving is validation, okay? If he's tired of hearing the asterisk remarks. And that players think, you know, they're cheap rings and all that. And if he's just leaving to prove himself elsewhere, then if they lose the finals without him, he could stay. Because the validation would come automatically again. They did need KD.
No, I get that part, but they still already won without him. And my only point
is.
He still joined a
great team.
So to me, if they don't win, then he walks out on them.
No, it's a power move.
Go somewhere else. Oh, you didn't need me, right?
Right.
Okay. So they lose. Now I'm going to go to the Knicks or whatever and turn that team around. It looks way – he didn't play, was hurt. They lost. He went to the Knicks, and he had them in the NBA Finals 2 years later. That's a story that people would go, KD's the man.
No, that looks good. My thinking is if he wants, you know what I mean? Like, if in his heart of hearts he likes it there, he wants to keep winning rings there, but he's like, man, I got to go because, you know, I got to prove myself elsewhere. He could do that in Golden State if they lose.
No, I get that part,
probably
too.
Best case scenario for KD, Rob, is if the Warriors fall behind 2-0, 2-1, something like that, and then he comes back. And saves the day and brings the championship.
No, that's totally that you rewrite another story. But still and that would be great to add to it.
Right.
But people still say, well, he still was on the greatest team with four or five all-stars.
No matter how you cut it, he went to a great team.
Exactly. So that part,
even if they didn't win the championship, just the fact that they're so close without him.
I just think it would be better if he can go somewhere else, take a different group of guys. Win, you know what I mean? And especially an organization that hadn't won. Like, if you were to not, say you go to the Knicks, haven't won since 73, and they win a title in 3 years or whatever it takes.
As great as he is, though, and I think he's capable of leading the team to a title, there is no guarantee. You know what I mean? He was with his own team for 10 years, and the bulk of those years, they were great, and they weren't able to win it. So there is a little bit of a risk as well leaving Golden State.
There's no doubt about it.
Because if you go somewhere and don't win it.
But you do go, always remember, you do go with your hardware. So it's not like I went and he never.
Can't take the three rings, two rings, whatever it is.
Right. He has that in his back pocket. It was like the Kyrie when he left. It's a little easier to leave LeBron. No matter what happens, Chris, I won a championship. I knocked down the big three. We won game seven. You can't take that from him.
Yep. No
people
question.
Say, oh, you never won again. I won. It's funny because funny you say that. I on the podcast for tomorrow, Inside the Parker, I talked to David Justice, who won two rings, one with the Braves and one with the Yankees. And he said, when you retire, he says, the best thing in the world is having those rings in your pocket. He brought that up. He said, you don't realize when you're playing.
Right,
but when it's all over and you know that you won the big championship and you have those rings, he says it's the greatest feeling in the world.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.